Kansas State Nation, what's happened? Eddie Greer back again for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, the PPPD. It's an other podcast, and I try to pick myself up off the ground after watching all that to miss the playoffs. But anyways, this is a Kansas State playoff. This is the K-State Podcast, referring to all things Kansas State. I'm your host, Eddie Greer, for the Purple Project Podcast here. Looks like it will be a postcast Monday on this edition of the podcast tomorrow, as I'm sitting here recording this on Sunday afternoon following a heartbreaker of a race that I just watched, and watching Martin Truex Jr. not making the playoffs there. K-State soccer, I'm recording this now, focusing on soccer. They just got wrapped up. Now, 30 minutes ago, literally, when the NASCAR race just ended as well. I've been really paying attention to NASCAR race throughout the day with the invocations other than soccer. So I'm just getting the updates now as I speak to you. So I will try to be brief there. Volleyball, the sweep of the K-State Invitational for K-State Women's Volleyball, 3-0, heading to Orlando this Thursday for the UCF Challenge. Now we focus in. Rein things back in for a few minutes on soccer. Yes, so volleyball will come out first tomorrow morning, and then the nightcap with soccer, and maybe throwing in there the Chris Klieman press conference there on South Dakota, possibly. Either maybe I might do that on Tuesday. I don't know, but Monday's going to be a postcast Monday. So the way that everything's shaped out, and of course, as I'm sitting here. When the first postcast comes out, you should be able to listen to part 3 of the documentary that I'm going to be doing, the journey leading you all the way up to the BMW Dallas Marathon. So that I just recorded that not too long ago as well. So it's been a busy day on the K-State side of things. And wow, what a backbreaker this was. Speaking of heartbreaks, Heartbreak City for K-State Women's Soccer here. Trailing 1-0 throughout this game, tied it up. Well, actually, through the first half, they were losing 1-0 to Texas San Antonio, the opponent today, as they wrapped up their 2 road game schedule in the state of Texas. There, they got Weber State, I believe, on Tuesday night. So they got to try to get up off the mat and bounce back. But a backbreaker again, losing by a point to Texas San Antonio team there. I'm trying to think of their mascot. I can't do that right now. 2-1 this game. Kyler Goings, for the second consecutive game in this road trip, banged one in the right corner to tie the game at 1-1 there. And kind of, again, got to credit Alex on this, my co-host for the weekly edition of the podcast. You got to find a way to score more than one goal. And the trend continues for Kansas State women's soccer. How many times, all the way back to the preseason, and maybe even towards the end of last year too, but definitely coming to present time, K-State's been consistent at that, scoring one goal. UTSA banked one in, 2 minutes remaining in the contest, and that sealed the deal. So Texas San Antonio upset K-State in this soccer game here. Incredible. So, and the Roadrunners apparently are still undefeated. So, I might be giving them less credit than I already are. How about the Roadrunners? 3-0-1 after the come from behind, after sneaking in the go-ahead winner for them there at Park West Athletic Complex there. And then while K-State now drops to 1-2. And one, the Roadrunners jumped out early in this one, scoring very early, was in the 7th minute there, off the second corner kick there, and then K-State trailed. Again, the defense held up, got K-State back in this match. Kaylee Thornhill with the assist there, and she found Kyler Goings. Kyler Goings, her second goal of the year, her second goal on this road trip. Remember, her goal against... Texas Rio Grande was all that K-State needed the other day as well, but it was not enough to stay draw with the Roadrunners there as well. The goal from Goings was the first allowed, actually, by this Roadrunner team. So I'm learning a little bit more about this Roadrunner team as these notes are coming in here to me now. So the Roadrunners, that was their first goal given up in 3.5 matches. That's insane. So I might be referring to their football team, because a couple years ago we had University of Texas San Antonio here. They and let's just not sugarcoat it. They were bad. They were absolutely terrible on the football side. I don't know. I mean, they're playing a Power 5 conference, but they just look bad. But that was a few years ago. To now, they look pretty solid. They look pretty decent. I give you that. But this soccer team might be somebody you're gonna have to be reckoning with there on that front. But for our in there, another one goal performance by this team. Again, I might be referring this to for the 1,000th time here early. We're not even in September yet, which is coming up in a couple of days. But K-State's gonna have to find a way to generate more again with this one goal thing, because Alex pointed it out. Episode 116 of the Pro Patrick Podcast Weekly, which is out. Wherever you get your podcast, is on our PPP feed right now. How many times are we going to come back to that? One goal, and then it comes back to bite you. So it's one of those things that you're going to have to learn the hard way. Until you can generate offense, this is the way it's going to be. And you got Weber State now comes to be even a humongous game, because you got Purdue coming up on the other end, I believe, by the end of this week as well. And K-State still winless against the Conference USA team. That was their first meeting against University of Texas San Antonio. K-State will end the month, well, actually ends this month, with that same record, 1-2-1 in its K-State soccer history. K-State owns a 10-9-4 record all time in the month of August. So at least from that perspective, there were at least 500 of it. That the Wildcats, though, look at this. This is a stat of the weekend for K-State soccer, women's soccer. The Wildcats, right? 11-21-7 ties all time in matches played on Sundays. That includes a they haven't even won on that. Kind of reminds me of the Atlanta Braves. They play on Sunday Night Baseball tonight. That's why I'm doing a lot of work today. So, but the Atlanta Braves, their struggles on day games continues to baffle me, even though they won the other weekend. But, so 0-1-1 this year. That includes that as well. Goings now, we inch closer to that 100th goal for K-State women's soccer. So Goings have recorded the last two goals. So the next one that K-State gets, hopefully, against Weber State, let me see, that is Wednesday, on Wednesday will be Mark, the 100th goal. So the chase for 100 officially is on, and hopefully they'll get it. It's going to have to be at Weber State. That's going to be an afternoon game, Wednesday afternoon, folks, at Weber State, and that's 3 o'clock Central Time there as well. So they'll wrap up their long road trip there at Weber State as well. So keep that in mind, K-State Nation. Kyler Goings has scored goal 98 and 99 for the history of K-State women's soccer. So whoever scores this big 100th goal, history is going to be made, hopefully on Wednesday afternoon. And we can have not only just that, but have a victory on top of that as well. Mike DeBeany saying after the game afterwards here, quote, "We scored a few goals this weekend, like two. It's hard to score goals at this level. We had good moments of play in both games. The second half of the day today, we look really good, but it wasn't enough. Sunday games are a challenge, but why not? We have to figure out how to take the lessons learned from traveling on the road and playing matches and figure out ways to get a positive result on the road there." And he mentioned Kyla Goings on this. Someone asked about her. "It was a good start for her. She stayed consistent this weekend. If we can continue to get her to stay consistent, I think it will help us in the long run." Kyle Goings is a veteran on the soccer team. So, and they needed her and Weichel, Marissa Weichel, to get going. And Weichel has not got going in the first four matches of 2022. So, I haven't seen it. I've seen Ada Anderson, Kyler Goings, there's a few other players in there. Kylie Thornhill, but Weichel. Weichel's been kind of here and there. Remember, Weichel and Goings were the leading scorers. I keep saying it almost every podcast that I talk about women's soccer. So, but yeah, it seems to me, is it me? Or is it my coach, Mike DeBeanie, talking about this is sounds like a freshman team out there. Anybody out there feeling what I'm feeling right now? Or is it just the post-loss of Truex not making playoffs? I have no idea. It sounds like to me that, you know, you've been coaching this long enough that, look, I mean, I don't want to get off on any rails here. I have to digest what I just watched on the TV screen and kept what I saw on the soccer. Well, not what I saw, but what I've heard and been reading. Will this women's soccer team look? I mean, K-State's defense legit, man. They've held their opponent. Obviously, you know, you lose the most goals you've given up so far in 2022 is 2. That was Northwestern, and today against on the road against Texas San Antonio, right? So something has to give there. Your offense, your defense is good enough to win matches, game in, game out. That's been made staple here in August. Question is, you have to get more offense. I just can't keep blowing my mind. And I can't believe I'm sitting here saying that this feels like a freshman team out there. You got veterans. I counted out 10 seniors. That doesn't even include, well, it does include a graduate student on that roster. Am I not right about that? So it seems to me that I just don't know. That's frustrating. That's really frustrating. And nothing to take away from University of Texas San Antonio, because apparently they're pretty damn good at soccer. The record shows you right there. 3-0. They're 3-0-1 this year. Coming and they led first, and they snuck a goal late in this game. Just it looks like it was going to be in a draw to win this match right there. K State's going to have to find a way to generate more offensively. This is what I think it's going to come down to. It looks like for the 2022 campaign, not scoring enough goals for whatever reason. I don't know what I don't have the stats pulled up here right now because the game just got done here. Well, actually, I do now. I do have it now. So shots on goal, only one. That's not gonna win you games. That is not gonna win you games whatsoever. The Roadrunners had a 15-8 advantage on shots, 5 of them on goal. Talking about Texas San Antonio, 8 shots total for K-State in, 90 minutes of action there. Only one of them were goal. K-State's going to have to find a way. If they don't find a way to score more goals, obviously it's nice to see there were 99 goals in the K-State history books and hunting down on 100, which is big. Same time, you're going to have to score more goals. That's what it comes down to. You got to score more than you like baseball. Come on, baseball, basketball, hockey, they all have the same damn thing. You got to score more than the other team. Your defense is good. K-State women's soccer defense is good. Problem is, offensively, what in the world are we doing offensively? We got all these talented players at these positions. Why we're not scoring more goals? I just don't understand. And that's just frustrating. That's really frustrating from an alumni standpoint. Yeah, and yes, I'm not the biggest soccer fan, but I sat and watched the Northwestern game, man. I mean, you dominated that game, season opening game at home, and you let Northwestern hang around. And the second half, they took over that game. I mean, we talked about it on the show recently, so it's just mind boggling. I'm sorry, getting on a rant there, but this is the pattern that we're seeing, and I'm not liking the pattern. One goal, and that pattern continues for K-State women's soccer as they lose in a heartbreaker fashion with 2 minutes to go in the game. The Texas San Antonio team, Roadrunners, with 2 minutes left, sneak a goal in and take the victory. K-State was on the road. Now you hope to leave the road trip over with a 2-1 margin. You got to go get Weber State. I mean, again, I don't know how good they are. at soccer, but we'll find out on Wednesday afternoon. So big match before you come back home to face against another Big Ten opponent in Purdue. So we'll see what happens. Mike DeBene, they're going to have to make a judge. His focus needs to be offensively. How to generate more. Because I think last weekend they had, 27 shots? They had, one goal out of those shots? It just doesn't make any sense. They're going to have to get something righted here offensively, or this is going to be the pattern all year long, losing by a goal. I mean, I know they got it in them because I know at one point last year, K-State Soccer's team scored 5 goals in a game. So I know they got it. It's a matter of fact, it's just frustrating. Very, very frustrating. So, I didn't know how good this UTSA women's soccer team is. Well, apparently the record proves it. That's all I need to know. So they stay undefeated. Meanwhile, the Cats drop another one to fall to 1-2-1. We'll see if they get bounced back. They got a couple of more days to get themselves right on this road trip and hopefully to end the road trip how they started it with a victory. Well, it's going to be Weber State staying in the way of that come Wednesday, folks. Let me see. Trying to do the math in my head. I've been saying Wednesday. It might be a one off. Third is Saturday because of the opening football game. Second is Friday. It's Thursday. Thursday afternoon, Weber State at Weber State. Let's see if we can end this road trip with a victory here, booking it with wins. So, heartbreaking loss here this afternoon at UTSA there, late in the game there. And the big question is for the soccer team, can they find more offense? The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. I'm sorry going a little rant here in this postcast, but hey, this is postcast, and I'm just coming off of watching a disappointing finish to the NASCAR race that I just watched, so that has something to do with it. But hey, I mean, if K-State's going to win more games here in 2022, that offense, I mean, some people are all about these 1-0 games. You better be on the right side of them, man. K-State was not on the right side of this one as UTSA added one late to sneak out of their home ballpark to win 2-1 over K-State there as well. That's going to wrap it on this postcast edition of the show. Again, it's going to be postcast Monday, so stay tuned for volleyball as well. And if you have not downloaded episode 116 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly, I advise you to do that right now. And make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast. More content to come, leading you all the way up to official kickoff of K-State football this Saturday in 2022. Go Cats! We out!